Kum lernen a blat gemara. We're up to Dav Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, the last six lines on the page. And it says in the Mishnah that if you made Hegdish a Baal Mum, if you made Hegdish a Baal Mum, then obviously a Baal Mum cannot be a carbon. So then what happens is it goes, you exchange it for Chulin. You don't have to wait till it gets a Mum, already has a Mum. And you have to make sure that Tzarek Lasa Damin, which means you have to make sure the Hegdish doesn't get cheated. And they get the full value. If the animal is worth $100, make sure the new animal you're replacing it with is worth at least $100. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Yeitze l'chulin v'ateira. Men ha'teira, because it has a mum. So that it goes out to chulin when you redeem it. Of the Tzarek Lasa Damin mid'ivrein. This that we say that you shouldn't cheat. We're almost in the bottom. Rish Lakish. And says Rabbi Yechonon that this that you have to make sure this is equivalent amount only to Rabbanan. Ma'atayda, there's no cheating by Hegdish. You know, the din is quickly, so there's no what's going on. If you cheat somebody less than a sixth, the guy is Meichel. If it's a sixth, then you have to give back the money. If it's more than a sixth, the whole Mekach is bottled. The whole deal, transaction, gets cancelled. But by Hegdish, there's no way, no. So Ma'atayda, if you cheat Hegdish, you know, Hegdish gives you something worth $100, you give him only 50, there's no cheating by Hegdish. That's what it sounds like right now. And but why does the Mishnah say that Tzarek Lasa Damin, you have to make sure it's the equivalent amount at least? Because it's Nerabon. However, the Shlokhi says, after Tzarek Lasa Damin, it's Mahatayda, you have to make sure you don't cheat Hegdish. But you want to ask, what are we talking about? Are we talking about that only up to sixth? A sixth. There's no Aino less than a sixth. We're talking about a sixth, exactly a sixth. But her name of the Shlokhi says is that after Tzarek Lasa Damin, the Shlokhi says that just like you're not allowed to cheat someone else a sixth, Hegdish also you're not allowed to cheat a sixth. But none. We learned the Chine Mishnah, Elu Devarim, She'en Lemano. We learned the Mishnah above and see the following things have no laws of Aino. Avodim, by a slave, there's no din of Aino if you cheat. Vashtoris is by a contract of Kakoyis, and Kakoyis is only something that goes from hand to hand. Hegdashis and Hegdish. So it's clearly here, there's no Oinor by Hegdish, no Chima Hegdish. So Rabbi Yechon says that's only with Rabban makes sense. But if Shlokhi says that Oinor, a sixth, applies to Hegdish Matayda, it's not so. Says Gmorela Bittl Mekach. When we say Oinor, we mean the Oinor of exactly of a sixth. Above a sixth, it's called Bittl Mekach. It's not cheating. When you say Oinor, means the transaction remains. You got to reimburse the person the money that you overcharged him. But if it's above a sixth, the whole Mekach transaction, and that's what case we're talking about over here. And by Hegdish also, if you cheat them more than a sixth, the transaction falls apart. That's why the Mishnah says Elas Ladami. Says the Gemara. If so, what's Rabbi Yechon saying? Name of Rabbi Yechon, if we're talking about more than a sixth, Rabbi Yechon says that what? That it's only Rabban. We're up to 27B1. The next page, the top. Says the Gemara, Didn't Rabbi Yemiya say the name of Rabbi Yechonon that Akakoy is the Chulin? Rabbi Yemiya said the name of Rabbi Yechonon that when it comes to property, not only there's no Eino, there's no Bitl Mekach. Even if it's more than a sixth, there's no cheating by property because land always goes up in value. Tais already said in Hazava there that only up to 50%, more than that already, even by Karka, there's a bottle. But definitely is no Bitl Mekach more than a sixth. And Rabbi Eino Oimer, Rabbi Eino is the name, Rabbi Yechonon, a Hegdesh, Rabbi Yechonon, no, not only on property, but even on Hegdesh. Even though we say there's no Oino, there's no din of a sixth by Hegdesh, but more than a sixth, Bitl Mekach does apply to Hegdesh. But Tavayim Mashmed Rabbi Yechonon Amr, but they both say Rabbi Yechonon Oino Einlehen. There's no Oino by Hegdish, but Bittul Mekach Yeshlehem. That if you, they're both arguing in Rabbi Yechonon is there Oino or isn't there Oino? But they both say that what the Bittul Mekach there is. So everyone agrees that more than a sixth by Hegdish, the transaction is cancelled. So how can Rabbi Yechonon says that over here by Hegdish by the animal, if you cheat them, it's only Midrabbanon. It's more than a bon. And if you tell me we're talking about a case of Bittul Mekach, more than a sixth. That's why the Shlokh says Matayda. So how can Rabbi Yechon say it's a bon? Says Gemara, La'olam Bittul Mekach. You're right. We're talking about Bittul Mekach. But the Eifer turn the names around. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said that it's Mahatayra because he holds, like we just learned right now, Rabbi Yechon says that Bittul Mekach is Mahatayra. And the Shlokh is the one who says it's only with the Rabbon. Says the Gemara, me much is Amr Eifuch. How can you say turn around? Honichel Amand Amar Hegdesh is the one who says that what? That Rabbi Yechanan holds that by Hegdesh there is a no okay. So if Rabbi Yechanan holds in our case, it's Mahatayda. The Choshkin Akakoy, surely and property. A Hegdesh is a bigger Chiddush than a property because the Taylor says, Amisecha, you shouldn't cheat your friend, and Hegdesh is not your friend. El, it says, Elchiv, your brother. Avol Hegdesh, Elamandamra, but according to Rabbi Yimu, says, Akakoy, Rabbi Yechon says, when is there, only by property we say that eventually there's a no. But Avol Hegdesh is Ainle Bittl Mekach, but by Hegdesh he says there's no Bittl Mekach. How can you tell me Rabbi Yechon want to hold his matter? It's only with Rabbanon, because according to Rabbi Yimu, he holds that, according to Rabbi Yechon, by Hegdesh there's no Bittl Mekach or matter. Hechi Efuch, says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not the one who said hefuch. It was Rabbi Yehuda who said hefuch. But according to me, Taka is not hefuch. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, like hefuch. That was according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yechon holds that by Hegdish, once it's more than a six, it's Bittel Mekach. It applies to Hegdish. According to him, you have to swap the names around. Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says Mahatayda, you have to make sure you give the right amount of money. Shlokis Rabban. But Rabbi Yehuda said, according to me, that I hold Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is Bittel Mekach by Hegdish, Madar by Karka, there is Bittel Mekach by. I hold that only by Karka there's Bittel Mekach more than a six, but by Hegdesh there's no Bittel Mekach. So then Rabbi Yechon and Amish, exactly what the Gemara says, it's Rabbanon, that you shouldn't cheat, because Ma'atayda, there's no cheating ever by Hegdesh. Lema, so what's going on here? What is the Machlekes? Let us say that B'dishmul Kamifki, the arguing in Shmul. Amar Shmul said, Hegdesh Shavim Mana. If you have Hegdesh worth $100, Shechilah, Hegdesh trying to sell it and to redeem, you know, to make it chulin so they can get some money in, I'll shove a prut, and you swapped it for something the value of a prut, far less than what it's worth. Is mechulal, the din is that it's mechulal. Now, so let's say this is the argument. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is Bittul Mecca by Hegdesh, less like the Shmuel does not agree with Shmuel's concept, that you can take a $100 item and change it for a dollar. So he holds that more than a sixth, there is definitely the whole transaction gets bottled. And Rabbi Yimi said that there's no, not only there's no Oinah by Hegdesh, there's no Bittel Mekach by Hegdesh. Hegdesh agrees with Shmuel because you can take a $100 item and swap it for a dollar. Says Gemara, lo no, got it wrong. Bein demar Isha Shmuel. Everyone agrees with Shmuel. Now what's the machlekes then? Now this is a very interesting wording. The Gemara is the only place that I remember they have such wording. Rabbi Yehuda holds ki Omar Shmuel dieved. Shmuel, and if you read the Gemara the way you always learn, if Shmuel only says, if you did it, $100 for a dollar, it's all right. Aval chatchila shouldn't do it. So, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Sava, afil chatchila. So, this is Parshat Shad Gemara, but Rashi says nobody learns this word. But Parshat Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmuel is talking about, if you did it, it's all right. But chatchila, you shouldn't do it. That means, mahatayla chatchila, you shouldn't, there is bitl mekach. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that even the chatchila you have to do 100 for a dollar. So then you come out from here, you have a concept of the chatchila b'di'evid in the Torah. When Tosfos says in Tzachim Daf Yud Aleph, there's no such thing as in the Torah, this thing of the chatchila b'di'evid is only in cases of Rabbanon. In the Torah, there's no such thing as the chatchila and b'di'evid. Either the halacha zay or the halacha zay. There's no chatchila b'di'evid. Okay, anyway, so Rashi has a whole new pshat l'chatchil b'devid. And Rashi looks like this. Let's actually do Rashi inside. Rashi, loy bein lemar, bein lemar yisr shmuel. And he goes as follows. V'i k'de mechavan. It's talking about when he had kavana, that la'achule. If when you took the animal to swap it, you knew that this animal from Heg is worth $100, and you knew the animal that I'm swapping it to is worth only $70. I knew that. And I did it deliberately. Is Vade Mischel. Surely it works. That's called B'di'evit, because you shouldn't have done it. It's not nice to take a Hegdesh, $100, and put 70. But if you did it, it's all right. So what does B'di'evit mean, according to Rashi? That you chatchila did in a, if you knew what you were conscious of what you were doing, and you did something which wasn't the nicest thing to the world to do. That's what it means, B'di'evit. You chatchila did something that was not very nice. But that's what you had in mind. Then it's chal. Because you had in mind $100 to be 70. However, im hoya bet klaymer, im hoya bedaita lenas a hegdish. You knew you're cheating hegdish. You knew. V'lechal bedamip chusin, and you're going to change it for something worth a lot less. Vade mischel. Said it works. It works. Avilahochi amarei shlokish tzor lasadomim. So what's the case that shlokish says you have to add a different amount of money? We're trying to explain the difference between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokis. So why does Shlokis say you have to add the money when L'cheder, it's all right? It's talking about a case of Atoyed, Mishur, Iyu Le Mechavim L'chalab Adam Chusin. You did not know that hedge is worth 100 and the animal you're doing is 70. You just took an animal for an animal. Ah, since you didn't deliberately have in mind that this that I'm cheating Hegdish, it's not Chal. You thought it's worth the same amount of money. Yeah, they look similar. So the Foresh Lakish says you have to make sure it's a value bedamim. So no, when does Shmuel say his din? No, when does Shmuel say his din of a shavim manda for a challah shavim pruta is only if you knew b'shas ma'i said this worth 100 and this worth a pruta, then it works. But if you didn't know, you thought they're the same, it doesn't work. And the Shlakish says therefore now Mishnah you have to make sure lasa damim. You have to make sure that since you didn't have a mind to cheat hegdish, you have to make sure you reimburse hegdish. Matayda. But Rabbi Yechon holds b'kach miskav l'challah. Rabbi Yechon holds that even if you did not, was Rabbi Yechon holds that even if you did not know you were cheating, since you intended this animal to be shifted to this animal, that's what's called good enough, and that's what Shmuel's talking about. You don't have to, even b'di'evid, even if you did it in the wrong way, or even l'chatchila, yeah. No.
That's because it's not the
Raisa. Raisa is not the Raisa. I'm saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonah, not like Rabbi Shlokish. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you had it in mind not. The Shlokish is the one who said that only if you knew that you were, you know, downsizing, whatever you want to call it, or underchanging.
It's the
kavana,
not necessarily what we
normally say. That's right. So, chavana, it means totally different normally. And as long as Tosfos explains that this is what it actually means, the chavana, the let's go right. Tell you what, right? You boys know the answer. We're not turning any around. I, the Kashlach Masnissen, I had a problem with our Mishnah. Elu, the body, yeah, Kashlach Mishnah. She says here. The Elu Dvori, the Mishnah of Elu Dvori, Hegdeishes, Kilav Chizda, Rav Chizda. What do you mean? You know what? You asked a question of Shlokish. How could Shlokish say it's Matoidim when it says clearly in the Mishnah that there's no Elu Dvori, Shein Lemon, and one of them is Hegdeish, that's Kashi Shlokish? Let's go back. Forget about Bittel Mekach. We're talking about Aino. Until now, we said we're talking about Bittel Mekach. And that's the Machlekes of Shlokish. No, we're talking about Aino. But now, I was a no. It says in the Mishnah, Fader, you know, I know about Hegdish. How could the Shlokish say that you have to make sure you give him enough money? Says the Gemara, a different pshat. You know, the Einla and Noah that by Karka is not the same as Einla and Noah by Hegdish. What's the difference? Dom Rechich says, Einla and Noah means Einan Betoides and Noah. There's no law of Einah. So by property, it plays out one way, right? That, you know, it's a good deal and everything else. You have to be a person. But by Hegdish, it plays out that even less than a sixth. Exactly. You had Hegdish all Yena. By Hegdish is no law of a sixth. Even less than a sixth, you got to give the money back. And therefore, the Shlokish is perfect. Amru, says Ulam. Loi Amru, that you have to pay the difference. Ela b'shamu b'trei. First two people came along and assessed the property. Because when you do something for Hegdish, you can't just do it on your own. You have to have assessors to come in. So if two people assessed it and they said it's worth X amount of dollars and turned out to be that actually what you're exchanging is worth a lot less, then you have to pay back. Ava b'shamu b'tlosu b'l'chadchili had three people, like a bezin, who came and assessed it and said it's worth $50. Turns out to be it's only worth 30. You don't have to reimburse Hegdish. The Avak of Dosi May Nachman. Even if 100 people come afterwards, Loi Hada, it does not get reversed. Once he had three, they established a din as Aizas. See what Aini is not so over Rabbi Safra, hey, come on, May, Ketrev, May, when we say the rule of two witnesses like 100 and like two lenient ages. When it comes to testimony, Sekhdeh Sakasiv, that two is like 100. Avo Leinian Umdana, when it comes to assessing, Bosa Deh says Lenin. We look at how many people. If nine say it's worth $100 and eight say it's worth $50, you go after the nine. Vesu, that's question number one. Question number two, Tlasa v'tlasa, even be three and three, Loy Azlina Basa Basa, so now we're in doubt. Three people came along and said it's worth 100, then came along another three people and said it's only worth 70, and now we don't know what to do with equal numbers. Don't we, when it comes to Hegdish, aren't we always machme take Hegdish aside? Loy Azlina Basa Basa, it's a question, don't we follow the second group, the Yad Hegdish Alel Yoyna? So what are you talking about? Ksavar Ula Ula holds that the whole thing is like Rabbi Yechon Sir Lassa. I mean, the on the Rabbanan. And behold, the Rabbanan, the Kiel Rabbanan. Since the whole thing's Rabbanan anyway, because Mahatayda, even if it's worth a lot less, it's still a good exchange. So therefore, when Mekel, once you had the three people came along and said that this is the value, finished. There's no appeal court, nothing. Says the Mishnah, when you do a Temura, you have to have both animals in front of you. The original animal, the carbon, and the animal you're transferring to. What happens? You stay Stam Neveld. Harezu Tachas Oil. This animal is in a place under an oil, but there are no other animals around. Or Tachas Chattas. It's not a tomorrow. What happens if he says Tachas Chatazu with Tachas Oilazu? He says that this in front of this animal is in exchange of this chatas right here, or this oil is in exchange of this oil right here, then. Or he says, tachas chatas v'tachas oilus yeshiv b'bayis. Even though it's not in front of you, but you designate a particular animal, you say, this animal in front of me should be the tamura for the animal sitting in my barn, which is a chatas or an oilus. Then, a hoyula, if you happen to have animals in the barn, that's vod of kayami. But if not, then it's garnished. Even though we had a mayor who says that a person ain't other moitzit vod of atolun, if you say erki alai, or erich shal yelad zeh, who happens to be only 2 weeks old, alai, we say you have to give money, the value. Why? Because a person ain't other moitzit vod of atolun. So obviously this mission doesn't agree with that, as we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. What about if he says, omar al behem tmeya, on a non-kosher animal, or a balas mum, or an animal that has blemishes. Hari elu oila. Now you know you cannot be an oila. And loyam aklum. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. But if he says hari elu li oila, if he says I want this animal to be go towards an oila, so what are you really saying? That I want the value of the animal to be used to buy an oila. Then you machru, you sell it, the yavi b'dmeim oila. You bring with the money, you bring an oila. Says the Gemara, first of all, I'm going to have mas nisin de lekra meir. In the first section where you say this should be a tumor of an animal, this is not like a meir. Kodika meir, ain't od the moitzi dvar atola. A person does not express himself, and a person doesn't waffle. Stam the velterain. According to a meir, if you said haday zu tachas oila, then you take this animal and become kredish. Or you have to give the money to an oila. But our mission holds nothing happened. So we don't follow a meir. Haday elu li oila, if you're saying that this oila, this animal should go towards an oila, and it happens to have blemishes on it, or is not a kosher animal, yimachru v'yavi b'dam of oila. So the only examples we give that that it's if you didn't say haday zu li oila, you say stam, haday ze oila, nothing happened, is either in the case of a baal mum, or in the case of a hematmeh. What about in the case by an oila where you used a female? Remember you had a homachlekes before. If you had a female and you said this female should be for an oila, because an oila cannot be a female. Do we say nothing happened? Or do we say that this animal, a female, shaykh to other kabanis? Or we said also nachma, we said that a female can be an oila's bird, an oila's oif. So something happened here. So what a time our mission here seems to be saying the behemoth made about that's not suitable boy mum. Our mafish in the cave of set aside in the cave for an oshim, oila oila, boy mum. It sounds like me if you set aside in the cave for an oshim or an oila, then taka would be a chalois, it would be some kind of haggish, and you would require a mum. So must be Amarav Yehuda Amarav Masis Lagab Shimon is not Rav Shimon. Now Rav Shimon, the Mokla Mura, Rav Shimon holds that if you set aside a female for oila, something happened because it could be an oila soif or because the shayt of the kabbalas. But he says that in itself is the greatest mum because you set it aside for an oila, it's in the kaver, so you don't have to wait for another mum. Sell it the way it is with the money and go ahead. Not like the other opinion there. You have three opinions. The other opinion says that you have to wait till it gets a mum, a proper mum, before you can sell it. Okay. Hanul Kate Samadi, next paper.
Is that because it's extreme? Because if you said this fire should be an oila.
Yeah, no, but it's not shaykh at all. Any korban. The word is not shaykh to any korban.
What, was a chay is it's kosher?
No.
But same thing. It's
yeah, same idea, but you're just using similar examples. So the Mishnah called her asur negam mizbeach. Anything which is forbidden for you done on mizbeach, oisin. If it got mixed up, let's say an animal that he cannot is not suitable for mizbeach, we'll soon see some examples. And it got mixed up with 100 animals that are proper, 1,000 animals that are proper. We had this in zvachim da'ayin b'chol shehein. Then even 1 in 1,000 ruins all the animals. None of them can go on mizbeach. He gives examples. Horoiveya, an animal that was involved in human relations, or hanirba, on the receiving end, vahamukta, was set aside for avodah zarah, but wasn't actually used yet. Vahaneved was actually used. So why do you always bring neved if mukta is already osir? Why do you have to always bring neved? If an animal set aside for avodah zarah, you're not using as beach, then surely if it was used as beach, he can't. So because we find out that neved actually has one more chumrah over a mukta, and that is everything that's on top of the animal. The color, the anything else on top of the animal, by mukta, it doesn't now become asa. But the neved, it becomes asa. That's the difference. That's why we always mention mukta and neved. Says an esna is what you give a present to a harlot. And you say, change here is a present. That is mias if you gave her a sheep. It's mias to put it on the mizbech. If you say, you know what, you have a beautiful dog, I'll swap my sheep for the dog, and then you want to bring that sheep for a mizbeach, for the mizbeach, it's mias. But klayim, if the animal was born from klayim, or a treifa, the animal's a treifa. Now, if the animal's a treifa, how did it get mixed in without us recognizing it? So we're talking about that it's the vlad of a treifa. And the offspring of a treifa is, according to one mandomer, is asr as well. Or Gemara says later we're talking about that it was you couldn't tell if whether it was doidus, if it was attacked by the claws of a wolf, or whether it was some kind of a stick, a twig or something that went into there. The yaitze dafin, if it's born by cesarean, all of these cannot be brought in the Beach, and if I mixed up with 1,000 other animals, cannot bring any of those animals. Eizeh mukta, what's mukta? Ha mukta la'avodah kechavim, the Mishnah spells out. What's mukta? Mukta set aside to avodah zarah. Who asr? But a masha all of mutter. Only the animal itself is asr, anything on top of the animal mutter. The eizeh who ha neved, what's considered a neved, was served. Kol sha'ovdin oisai, you worship the animal. Who umash all of asr? The animal and everything that the animal's wearing is forbidden. Bezeh bezeh mutter b'achila. But it's not asr to eat, it's only asr for the mizbeach. Says the Gemara. If what?
If it's never.
How can then mutabachil?
Sorry?
How can be mutabachil?
I'm asking.
That's what we're saying. It's obviously mutabachil. Because you cannot make avodah zarah to a balchai. Remember the Gemara's bachil? Avodah zarah. You cannot, we learn alahorim, but you cannot take an animal and make it into an avodah zarah. But it's mias for the gvoya to use such an animal.
It's only an object also.
Even though that is the medium by which
you're
serving the
avodah
zarah.
We live from sukkim, but you can't and living things cannot become osir. Tzadik mara, I'm a mad. Unless you know you shecht an animal, that's when it becomes osir bahano. For avodah zarah. If you shecht an animal to avodah zarah, not while it's alive. I'm a mad, we learned. Oisrin b'chol shehein. The din is that these animals are ossed even in only one in a ratio 1 to 1,000. Got mixed into a pen with 1,000 other good animals. None of the animals can be brought in his bech. The leibatni beruva, because an animal is choshev balachayim a choshev, and they don't become batel beruva. So the Gemara, that's the chiddush of this whole Mishnah, because it says oisrin b'chol shehein. Nu tonina, we already learned this already. We learned this in Zvachim. Kol ha-kotchim. It says there, that all the kotchim. Now, the way the Mishnah is written there is, all the kotchim shenis arvu b'chatos mesa. Sounds like if one animal, let's say, suitable for an oiler, or set aside for an oiler, got mixed up with 1,000 animals that are chatos mesa that have to be put to death. Oy b'shar nishko, an animal that killed a human being when it was brought to court with witnesses and everything else, be put to death. Afilu ech b'riba yamusa. Even one kosher animal in 10,000 bad animals is yamusa, you should put it to death. Obviously, it doesn't make sense. If it's 1 to 1,000, 1 good to 1,000 bad, what's it talking about? The kashalo might come, and we ask them, what do you mean afilu? And the Gemara there answers, hochik tani, we read all the way around. Nis'arvu behen mechatois mesa shanishkol. Afilu beribu, you have 10,000 good animals, suitable for the mesa minish, or actually set aside. And one shayin hanishkol got mixed in, yom musu. Because balachayim are not botla, chashivi, v'lei betili, and therefore you kill them all. So we already know that from Mishnah Zvachim. What do you have Mishnah for here? So Gemara Itzik, we need it. Salke that I thought all those cases over there. What are the cases? Shoyan Niskul and Chatois Hamesis over there. Who the Asidi Hana? They're all Asa Bahana. You have to let them die. Avol Hoch. In our cases, Lavi Surano. In our cases, they're not Asa Bahana. Reveya Nirba. All of these things, animals are not Asa Bahana because they all happen while they're alive. So maybe Emel Batruv. They're not so. Not the Isa is not that great. Maybe they do become Batul Verev. Kamashlon. If we need our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, so the Reiv of Nirba, in the case of Reiv of Nirba, which is not Osa Bahano, that's the whole purpose of this Mishnah. Nu Nami Tanina, we already learned that already as well. What do we learned that already as well? We learned Nis Arvu Reiv of Nirba. What do you call it? In that same Mishnah in Zvachim, if got mixed up a Reiv of Nirba, let's say 1,000 animals. Good animals and one animal that was involved in bestiality, either Reve or Nirba, the din is, what do you do now? Okay, they don't get put to death because they're not Asa Bahana, but he cannot be used in Mizbech. So Yiru let all wander about, Achi Yistavu, until they have a mum, the Yimachar, you sell it, the Yavi Bidme, Yafa Shebehen, Ma'isa Min. So all the cheapest animal is what the one will say probably was the Reveya. We throw it away, and all the rest of the money you use to buy new kabanas. So we already know that's not bottle. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to go through this whole exercise. Kind of says, I'm Ritul Shmaitik, I made the Rav Simba Rashi. I taka asked this question to Rav Simba Rashi, and normally he told me, Chodah b'chulim, v'chodah b'kachim. He said, our Mishnah is talking about when this Reveya and Nirba got mixed up with 100 animals or 1,000 animals, but they were not yet set aside for Kabbalahs. They were stam animals. And the Mishnah over there in Zvach is talking about when this Reveya and Nirba got mixed in the pen, they were already set aside for Kabbalahs. So what's one need both for? The Tzrich need both. The Iyash meaning got Kachim. If you own the Gemara in Zvach, that if one Reveya got mixed up with 1,000 animals that were already consecrated for Hegdish, Mishnah the Misi. The whole thing is Mies. It's repulsive to have even even a shayla chshad that maybe the animal is a revei or a niva. Therefore, we don't say bittel. Ava gabichulim, but in our case of the Mishnah here, they were ordinary animals. We're not even talking about the Beis Hamikdash right now. So forget the Beis Hamikdash right now. What's the din? You bottle bereiv. So there's 1,000 good animals and one revei got mixed in together. Let's say bottle bereiv. There's nothing, no problem. And then tomorrow, if you want to go ahead and mekadosh and makdish an animal, and no problem. It's not meis anymore. Eim olavatli. Okay, so even chulin namitanina, even mamish by chulin, we already know the concept that a living animal so kosher is not bottled. What do we mean by mishnah? What's the story? Chulin namitanina, we learn the eidlo asurin, the following things are osir v'oisim b'chol shehenim. They get mixed up with other things. They're all osir. Nothing to do with karbanos. Nothing to do with beis hamikdash. Stam. If any of these things got mixed up with, you know, good wine, got mixed up with the ayin nesa, for example, you cannot drink even for the mashu. You cannot drink any of the wine. So we know already that by chulin you have the concept that a kosher thing is not bottle. Nothing to do with miyisim is beach, and it's all chulin. Yayin nesa chavoydes kechavim or tzipoyde mitzayde the pigeons of mitzayde or oydes levuvim. Remember avoydes zoda that if you found an animal where there was an incision made where the heart was and the heart is missing, they used to use it for avoydes zoda. They used to take the heart of an animal out and they used to be makta, used to roast it to avoydes zoda. So you already know this animal is used for avoydes zoda. Or the see a nazar, the hair from a nazar has to be burnt by the mizbeach or petach hamor, the animal you use exchange for a donkey or basa b'chol of meat and milk. All of these are cases of iser hana. V'shayt haniskel, an animal that killed someone, and now the bezin sentenced the animal to be put to death. The egla aruf, and that egla aruf was set aside. V'chulish inishchudu bazara, or if you have an animal that was chulin that was shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, v'seira mishtaleach, and the goat that has to be thrown off the cliff. All of these had an elu asudin. All of these obviously not allowed to use the oisin b'choshe. Not only the oisin, but they got mixed up with 1,000 other ones of mutter. They all become oisin. Says Gemara, tzrichi, we need it. Why do we need it? Because so we still need our Mishnah. We still need our Mishnah that one in 1,000 does not become bachur. Why? The yashmin hasam. They're all isuri ano. Avol hachel levatli. Over there, every case in that Mishnah is osir b'hano. That's why it's choshev and then never becomes bottled. But in our Mishnah, they're not osir b'hano. So maybe, even though it's an animal's choshev, maybe it becomes bottled. And it's chulin, maybe it's bottled. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though it's chulin, it's bottled. V'yashmin ha'on over here, the legevaya demas. What do we want to do with these things? We're talking about, can you use it for the Beis HaMikdash? This chulin. We say no. Maybe because it's we're more machmen when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash because something is repulsive. Ha'kirvei no lefachasech. You know, are you going to bring this up to your officer? It's pasnished. V'yashmin ha'on le'hedyet ein mitzuri no lebat v'ruba. But if only had our Mishnah, we would think, but in the case of chulin, even though it's osir b'hano, maybe it's bottle. So need the kamashalon. Second one, fine. Second one, right. How do you know that you're not allowed to use it for the Beis HaMikdash? The Torah Bami learned, it says in Pasik, how do you know you're not allowed to use it? It says in Pasik, tell the Eden right in the beginning of it. You can tell the Eden, we had this before. Adam ki yakiv mikem korban Hashem. It says, min ha-behema, from the animals. Not all the animals, but some animals. And then it says, min ha-boker, min ha-tzoim. From each one, then we learn something else. So starting min ha-behema, to tell you, not all the animals can be used. Which ones can? Lohitzi, to exclude. To exclude these animals involved in bestiality. Says, but I need a pasuk for that. What happens to an animal involved in bestiality if there were two witnesses? You actually put the animal to death. So obviously we're talking about over here there's only one witness. Or the Baal Bas comes forward and is maida. No witnesses. So Valoidin was a kavuchimer. Umadr Balmum. It comes an animal that has blemishes. Shalainis Avda by Veda. Nothing, no Veda. That's how it's, no, it is. Posel Gabim Bezbeyach. Roy Veya Venirbush. Nev the Ben Aveda. It's mamish. It's an abomination. You didn't have Veda with it. Ain't no din Shah Suring Bezbeyach. Surely it should be Posel Gabim Bezbeyach. So therefore, what do I need a posse for? That's the most question. Says him, no. Chaydish Beshevach Mer. The argument that an Aveda is done with it has no bearing comes in Bezbeyach. Haraya. Chaydish Beshevach Mer. If you plowed and using a donkey and a cow, which is climbing, allowed to, that cow can be brought to Mizbech, Yechich, even though an Aveda is done with it. Shouldn't he never the boy, just after the boy Aveda, and yet the Mudlik on Mizbech, he'll bring Mizbech. So, most of one second. Malachid is Beshevich Hamur, the Aveda is a pretty low level Aveda, how do I know? She ain't Chayavi Misa. Even the witness and everything else, you get Misa by climb, not at all, you get Malchus. Toyma Berevi Venibish Chayav Misa, such a strict Aveda, Yechayav Misa. So, therefore, how can you use it on Mizbech? Says Gemara, Tulucho Mashavesi, take away this last question. It doesn't even make sense. Because if you're telling me that we're talking about a case, Shahadish is Avda Ben Aveda, If an Aveda Taka happened with Raveim and Irba Bishnei Eidim, that case doesn't make sense. Why? Because the Taka would be killed. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, obviously, the animal could be brought in Mizbech. The question is, how luckily we can. Why could he be brought in Mizbech? Obviously, there were no two witnesses here. There is no mis involved here. There's only a lav. We're talking about a case where there's no mis involved. How do we know that you can bring it? They now bring in the mezbeach, and you cannot tell me because the balmum over there in Aveda didn't happen. Over here in Aveda happened. So what? I would think about you're allowed to use the mezbeach and you need a pasik. So therefore, you bring me klayim and Aveda happened, and Aveda happened by klayim, and yet you're allowed to bring mezbeach. That's why I need a pasik, because nevda by Aveda has no bearing. How do I know it has no bearing? Because look at klayim. If you're chayush of the shoyu chamayid, you're allowed to bring in the mezbeach. So why can't I bring nevda by Aveda? And we're talking about a case where there's only Aveda. There's no mis involved. There's no witnesses. Says the Gemara, right? Okay, that's why I need a pasik. Omer Rab Shimon says, I will make a kav chaymer, and I don't need a pasik. I'm going to ask a question as well. Even if he had witnesses, even if he had two witnesses, a balmum, he does not passel from eating. If he gave you a warning before, it doesn't passel from eating. So what if he gave you a warning? Make sure it has a mum. It doesn't do anything. It's not the warning of the witness that does anything over here. Yet he does eight echad pasul makrova. But if one here comes along and says that there's a mum here, you can no longer bring it up. Is bereve. So this is a kavuchemim. Madr by a balmum where one aid is effective. There's no place for warnings when it comes to mum. Two here come along and say, I'm warning you. If there's ever a mum here, you don't bring it up. What does that have to do with anything? It's not veda here. But if one witness comes along and says there's a mum here, you can no longer bring it on the mezbech. So look at the Reva V'Nirba. By Reva V'Nirba, if two Eidim come along and say that, you know, Aveda was done, you have to kill the animal so you can't eat it. So surely one Eid can stop you from bringing it in the carbon. If two Eidim have a bearing on Reva V'Nirba, surely one Eid has a bearing and tell you he can't eat it. So what do I need a pasuk for? If Balmum you cannot bring him his mezbech by one Eid, so surely by Reva Nirba, 1:8 says that this animal was involved in bestiality, you cannot bring him back. So the question goes back, what do I need a pasuk for? Says the Gemara, therefore we have a pasuk, mina behema, lahoitzi Reva Nirba, to exclude them. What are you talking about? You just said that we have a valid kal v'chema, that we cannot bring Reva Nirba, that 1:8 can make a pasuk. What do I need a pasuk for? Amar Rav Ashi Mishum the Ikele Meima, because we can't say Me Ikele Dine Pircha, the whole Kavachemer is wrong. Why? Ma Le Balmum, you know why Balmum Shekei Mum Nika. By a Balmum, you know why Balmum cannot be brought in the Bech? Because it's Pashat, it's Mias, you can see the Mum. Everybody can see it's glaring. Taima Bereva V'Nirba Shekei Mum Nika. Something happened, an event happened. But you look at the animal today, you have no way of recognizing that Veda was done. Who said that's called Mias? Who said that you cannot bring that in the Bech? I would have thought, because it's not obvious that an Aveda happened, bestiality happened with this animal, maybe Tak is different than an animal that has a blemish. You can see right there, Mashenkin over here, that he cannot, it's not visible to Aveda, maybe you could Tak and bring him as Bech. That's why you need a Pasuk Behema, to exclude a bestiality. Okay.